This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb.
These are my real treasures.
Wolfgang Meter is twisting a key into a glass door that contains a densely packed row of books. The UVM Distinguished Professor of German and Folklore is speaking in hushed tones because we're among students quietly studying in the North Lounge of the Billings Library on the UVM campus. Meter pulls out an old, weathered volume with crinkly yellowed pages.
It was printed in Basel, in Switzerland, in 1545.
This is the oldest volume in the collection, but it's just one of 9,000 books of proverbs from all over the world that Wolfgang Meter has amassed privately over many decades. In all, his collection stretches more than the length of 3 football fields. And until the Billings Library made its shelves available to house this proverbial gold mine of proverbs, he was in danger of losing the vast majority of them because he was running out of space in his home in Williston, where they were taking up residence. Meter is one of the world's leading proverb scholars, and he publishes an annual critique through UVM on the subject called Proverbium. Finding a permanent home for all these books was a great relief for the 75-year-old professor, a native of Germany who's taught at UVM for more than 4 decades. I met with him to find out more about the rescue of his massive collection and to find out exactly what a proverb is.
A good working definition would be that a proverb is a concise statement of an apparent truth which has currency. And the word apparent is important because not every proverb is necessarily always true. After all, we have these contradictory proverbs like absence makes the heart grow fonder and out of sight, out of mind. But it is important. Proverbs are short. The average length is about 7 words. And it has to gain some currency among people. For example, the American proverb that I like so much, which started around 1945, different strokes for different folks. That is a proverb that almost had to have grown on American soil. You need a democratic viewpoint to come up with different strokes for different folks. It actually started among African Americans, and it was popularized through the media or pop culture. You know, we have the Sly and the Family Stone who had that song in the 60s. And, of course, there was the TV program called Different Folks.
Different Strokes, yes.
Different Strokes, I meant to say, yes. And by now it is actually quite known certainly in the English-speaking world, way beyond America.
Well, this is another fascinating thing about this collection. We're talking about books in more than 20 different languages, German, English, Russian, Persian, Hebrew. Can you tell anything about the differences in a culture or nationality from the proverbs that become well-known and repeated over time? Or do the meanings reveal and show more similarities between cultures than differences?
That's a wonderful question, Mitch. The more you study them, the more you realize that we human beings are really much more alike than different. I think the modern world right now, we are overemphasizing our differences. I would prefer stressing our similarities. So many proverbs are dealing with such basic human matters like love and understanding and friendship, of course also hate, compassion. So there is no reason why proverbs that are quite similar, if not identical, shouldn't be created in different cultures. What becomes interesting is that every culture has, of course, its indigenous, its own proverbs. And those are the ones that give translators a tremendously difficult time. Because from culture to culture, proverbs might want to say the same thing, but they use different metaphors. I give you a nice example. We have the 16th century English proverb, the early bird catches the worm. Mm-hmm. Every English speaker knows it. In German, we say, Morgenstunde hat Gold im Munde, which means the morning hour has gold in its mouth. Gold stands for money. In other words, you do all right if you get to work in the morning. The proverbs have identical meanings, but they are completely different metaphors. And if you picture yourself, you are a spontaneous translator at the United Nations, and the German says, Morgenstunde hat Gold im Munde, and you're supposed to quickly translate that into English. If you don't know the German proverb and you don't know what the English equivalent is, you are in really big trouble. And that was the case, many of us remember this, when Nikita Khrushchev used to come to the United Nations. The instantaneous translators were so worried about his rich proverbial language that they literally, in their little translation booths, had put up 3x5 cards putting up some of the most popular Russian proverbs and what they could possibly be equivalent to in English so that you wouldn't get stalled.
Let me talk about the collection itself, because you had this problem. You had all these volumes. They were taking up space in your home. As I understand it, it was perhaps your wife who kind of got this ball rolling as to, we got to get these books out of here.
Yes, I have a wonderful wife, and she's very supportive. And over the last few years, Barbara and I have built on a couple of times to our house to house them. So it was becoming a true space problem. But
excuse me, you actually built onto your house just to make space for some of these books?
Yeah, we built bookshelves actually from floor to the top of the ceiling. And I mean, it took up a lot of space. And so books were lying on top of each other and behind each other. So this idea of the University of Vermont establishing the International Proverb Library as a research center is so unique, not because of me, but it is so unique that it went around the scholarly world. Friends of mine in Europe said, "Oh, Wolfgang, we're so happy for you." I didn't even have to tell them. They found out.
What were you worried was going to happen to your collection? And what do you think would have happened to your collection had this space at the Billings not been available?
Yeah. If this had not happened, I have already at times talked with various other libraries. I have good contacts, for example, to Berkeley. But libraries don't have space. And space probably would not have been found for all of them. And my collection would also have been destroyed. If you want to have the worst scenario, it would have been dispersed and eventually books would have wound up in, you know, secondhand bookstores. It would have been a shame, I think, because this is a collection that is truly unique. I don't care what library you go to in the world, including the Library of Congress, you're not going to find this. So the three proverbs that I leave my students with are different strokes for different folks. And I always stress to them that does not mean that you should or can do anything you damn well please. In other words, you shouldn't mow your lawn at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning if you could possibly avoid it. The other proverb that I really like was popularized by Martin Luther King. It started around 1922. The more religious version is, God can make a way out of no way. The more secular one, which is my preference, is making a way out of no way. The third proverb is one, and Barack Obama said it in 2005. He gave a fascinating lecture at the University of Cairo in front of 5,000 students. He knew that the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, exists basically in all major religions. If he had chosen a Bible proverb that is only in the Bible, that would not have been the best choice. But he introduces the proverb as saying, and as the golden rule that is part of all major religions says, then he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And those 5,000 students went wild because they knew it from the Quran. So those are the three. And then I tell the students, you know, it might sound primitive, but if you could attempt to live your life maybe by those three little tidbits, might not be a bad idea.
Professor Wolfgang Mieder is a distinguished professor of German and folklore at the University of Vermont. His vast collection of proverbs is now housed in the North Lounge of the Billings Library. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.